So our last speaker before our lunch break is Inge van Nieuwenburg. Welcome. She is a member of Ghent University's library team and also very active in the open access initiatives. Inge will introduce you to a highly ambitious European project called Open Air. And I have been asked to mention that Vienna University Library participates in this project, and University of Vienna will also be the national contact point for this project. Along with your folder, you have been handed out the corresponding press release about this. So Inge, let us learn more about Open Air.
Yes, hello everyone. I'm very pleased to be in Vienna for the first time in my life, so it was a good opportunity. I want to talk to you about Open Air. Open Air is supporting the FP7 open access pilot and ERC-funded projects. I'll first talk to you about the open access pilot in FP7 because that is the basis of our project. August 2008, it's already 2010, there is a special clause in FP7 projects, so special clause 39, which says that you shall deposit an electronic copy of a published version or the final manuscript accepted for publication in a repository to put it in open access for the whole world. And this is for certain FP7 areas, being health, energy, environment, information and communication technology, research infrastructures, socioeconomic sciences and humanities, and sciences and society. That is about 20% of the budget of FP7 projects. So in these seven areas, so the special clause 39 will pop up, and you will have to put your publication in open access through a repository. So this is what I just said. It has to be in a repository. This means an institutional repository, a repository in your institution, or a subject-based repository. There are many of those subject-based repositories, however. And you have to make, you have to do your best to get your publication in open access within 6 months in certain areas, and in other areas 12 months, the latest after publication. So this is a rather important thing to keep in mind if you're involved in an FP7 project. Now, to get more in detail in this pilot, this is only for grant agreements that were signed after August 20th, 2008. And what it also says is that, okay, many universities, many institutions don't have a repository yet, so we need to give the researchers an opportunity to apply, to do what they have to do in that mandate. So an orphan repository or repository for orphan publications must be set up. It's also required to deposit it immediately after acceptance for publications. Deposit immediately, so that's, of course, you can put in an embargo if you want to, if you have to. The embargo can be 0 to 12 months, 0 if you publish in an open access journal. Most of the time you will be able to put it in open access immediately. But as I have shown in the previous slide, in some areas it can be an embargo up to 12 months. But that is the latest. You can put in the publisher version or the final peer-reviewed version as appropriate. You can check Sherpa Romeo for that, or your library will do that for you, or your repository team. Depends a bit on your university or your institution how it is handled. And this is very important. The result of this pilot in FP7 will determine what the policy will be in FP8. So this is actually an important pilot for us. So it's actually something that we have to do. Now, what is best effort? The best effort is that you seek information on the publishing models. What is the policy of the journals? If I publish in this journal, can I put my publication in an open access repository? what, can I do that or not? And they really ask you that if you cannot do that, look for, maybe consider another journal. And if this is not possible, you can, but this is really, if it's not possible, you, if you cannot comply to the special clause, you can put in, you can provide a publisher's letter of refusal, so that, that says that you cannot put your publication in an open access repository. So that is best effort. That's how it is defined. So that is the FP7 open access pilot. This is actually it. So put your publication in an open access repository. If you get funded by in those certain areas, FP7 projects. On the other hand, earlier, before that, in December 2007, we already had the ERC Scientific Council guidelines for open access, where they actually require that all peer-reviewed publications that come out of their funded ERC-funded research projects should be deposited upon publication. So this is already... This is earlier than the FP7 pilot. So again, this is another thing that has to be kept in mind. Now, of course, it's one thing to have mandates and questions of you mandating that you deposit your publications in a repository, but you need to be able to do so. And that is not always that easy. So there was a call, and with the Open Air Consortium, we got into that call to get an infrastructure out there to support researchers in applying to that mandate. So what do we want to do in Open Air? First of all, deliver an electronic infrastructure, a supportive infrastructure for identification, deposition, access and monitoring of FP7 and ERC funded articles. So that's the first thing. We want to offer a special repository for those who don't have an institutional or subject repository to deposit their publication in. And also we want to make a portal for these publications so that you can see them all, FP7 projects, open access publications in one portal. So this means that we build support structures, and this is networking. How can we help researchers? How can we help institutions to help their researchers to do this? As I said, an establishment and operation of the open air e-infrastructure of peer-reviewed articles. So that's really the service that is the technology, the architecture behind it. There will be some study and exploration with scientific data, but it will be especially exploration and experimentation. And afterwards, well, we will also have to look in this project, how can we sustain what we have built up in this project, how can we move on after the 3 years of the project, because FP7 will not be finished yet or at the end, but still a lot of projects will not have finished and will still have publications coming, so how can we support them afterwards? Now, if I look at us and I look at myself, I'm especially involved in the networking bit. So, and that is the part that is the most important to you. How can I comply to that mandate? And what we are going to do is, and we're in the middle of implementing this, is to create a help desk, a European help desk, that will have links from all over the EC portal, where you can ask questions if you do not know what to do, where you can find with the help of, for example, Open Door, the database, where do I have to deposit it? Does my institution have a repository? Do I find anywhere a subject repository I can use? So that is those things you will be able to find on the help desk. And this help desk will be a central one, but every question will go to a national help desk. And as Christian already said, the Austrian help desk is here in the University of Vienna. So they will help you out if you have any questions about FP7 and what do I have to do, because lots of researchers don't realize yet what they have to do. Of course, awareness, again, is an important thing here. That's why I'm here and telling you about the open air project that is supporting this pilot. We will provide toolkits that you can use yourself in your institutions. And we will liaise with other projects. We are thinking, for example, the peer project is an important one. We will liaise with publishers because it's you can always say, okay, there is a mandate for your publication to be put in a repository, but some publishers deal better with this than others. So there is a role for us there too. And also to liaise with CRIS systems that has been mentioned in the previous presentations too, certainly by Paul. But the integration of the CRIS system is an interesting thing here. Now, if you look at the network organization, there are 27 countries represented. That's all the member states except Luxembourg, who is joining, I don't remember if it's Germany or France, but they will join with another country. And Norway, which is not a member state, is also in the project. And we have divided in four regions. And if you look at Region West, which is led by us, the University of Ghent, there is Austria. So you're in the Western region, together with Belgium, France, Germany, Ireland, the UK, and the Netherlands. And as I said, the University of Vienna is your contact point. I have added the URL of your open access website. So that is the help for researchers, European EC cells in your universities, supporting administration. That's how we want to help you. So on the other hand, we will use the DNet infrastructure that was developed in previous driver projects to build a service. And what I want to do is to basically search and browse, but also use visualization tools. We want to get statistics. The European Commission will want to have some statistics on how many downloads are they from for FP7 publications, what is the impact, they want to know things. Of course, there will be this repository for what we call orphan publications. So if your institution doesn't have a repository yet, this is a solution for those FP7 researchers that have to comply. So a lot of things to do. I won't go into detail about research data management. First of all, I don't know, I'm not really involved in that package, and it's not my expertise, but they will do some experiments on that level too. And in the end, we want to find out what the sustainability is of our infrastructure and our support services and how we can extend it over this project's lifetime, let's put it that way. We want to establish synergies with other relevant projects because it's logical that you have to interact together and that we can come to a common thing maybe. So that is what this open air is about. Just a little fact sheet. We started in December last year. It will be 3 months and we are 38 partners, but as I said, Luxembourg is not one of the national liaison offices. They have joined other countries, and Norway, which is not a EU member, is also represented. So it's a good thing to have this big of a European scale to do this. If you want to find out more, we have an open air website. Not all the information is there yet. The deadline is in May to have all the information there, but most the basic things are already in that website, so you can find them over there. And more details on the open access pilot can be found in this link. That is what open air is about, so I wish you a lot of success in this project too.